Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast, and it's done by me, Robert Welsh.
And I'm also doing it, James Welsh.
James is here. That's so strange.
Yeah. Thank you for having me on my podcast.
What? Yeah, no, I was just introduced. Yeah. So... this is a podcast where we talk about things, beauty, not beauty, online, not online. I don't know, new year, not new year, yeah. End of the year almost.
No, not end of year. No, it's not at all. No,
and I think I meant to say month and it came out as year.
Yeah. Well, whatever, it was a great introduction.
Just lots going on.
Always by you.
We did it again. We did another one. How have you been?
Good. I had a really busy day today. Mum and Dad came round. And remember that built-in IKEA wardrobe that's in the house?
Yeah, sorry. I decided to close a box while you were talking there. Sorry, carry on.
Why do you have boxes?
I don't know.
We got rid of this IKEA wardrobe. We moved big tables around. Went for lunch. And I'm tired now. Did a dog walk. And now I'm exhausted.
Yeah, that sounds like a day to be had.
How about yours?
I've done nothing all day.
Not even work?
No, I did no work today.
What?
I'm done for I've pre-done January because I'm moving at the end of February. So the first week back from Christmas, I was like, do everything today.
Everything.
Yeah. All done in like a week.
Oh my lord, lord, lord.
Yeah, I really asserted myself, whatever.
Cool.
Yeah, you know what happened today, though? I ordered, I thought, let me order like a healthy breakfast. So I ordered avocado toast, even though it's really bad for my stomach. But
from
it was
where?
Really nice. I can't remember what it's called. Giles, I'm going to say. It's not.
Cool. Yeah.
And then I saw like a little lemon cake slice, and I was like, let me get that to add to it. And it arrives, and it's a whole lemon cake.
Oh no!
And you know what I did?
Ate it all for breakfast.
I cut the top half off with a lemon drizzle on and ate that. And I have the bottom half hanging around.
Wait, why did you? That's so weird.
Because I was like, no, I'm on a diet tomorrow, which I was meant to be the past like week or 2 weeks.
Yeah, me too.
But I was like, let me have myself one last hurrah, and I'll eat the top of this cake.
God, that doesn't make sense.
No, I have to make
change. You literally just took off the icing. Yeah,
I sliced the icing off and ate it like it was a cracker with icing on.
God, so I keep being like, oh, I need to like start eating healthier. But Robert, right, here's a question, quick. What's your favorite pizza place to order from?
I want to say Domino's, but I don't think it is.
Right, every time I have Domino's, I feel like shit after.
I feel like absolute shit. I wake up with a driest mouth throughout. But like, if I eat Domino's, I know I have to take like a whole cup, like a big plastic cup of water to bed because I'm going to wake up 1 a.m. with my tongue stuck to the front of my teeth because it's so dry. And I'm going to have to peel it away and drink loads of water loudly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the rule.
Do you know what I love? I've really been enjoying recently.
Oh, you haven't been making your own, have you?
Yeah, out of cauliflower? No.
That's meant to be good, pal.
I did that once and it was fine-ish.
Did Papa you cook John's? It, though? Because then it would have been terrible. No, Papa John's gives me terrible problems.
But it feels... But why, though?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you do?
What do I James, yeah. IBS isn't a choice. It's do a, you, it's a,
it's do you have it with the issue. Garlic dip, though?
Of course. I will never
like
not
literally
have
garlic butter.
If I want to drink melted butter with garlic in it, I will, you know?
So this is why I like it, because of that particular dip. And then I just have, like, a spoonful of Imodium before I go to bed.
I used to love that dip, but then it starts to smell like musky old man.
Your smells has been changing a lot recently.
Yeah,
I've been smelling egg everywhere.
Yeah, maybe I'm pregnant.
Maybe not. Pregnant.
Maybe I haven't put on weight. Maybe I'm just with child.
That's it. No, that's it. You're right.
I better have myself a top half of a cake now that I'm eating for two.
Go slice yourself off.
Go slice yourself a top of a pizza.
So weird.
Listen, James, tell me everything. What's he been loving this week?
Oh, you know what I've been trying for a really long time? Of course, like Glow Recipe. I've cast. I love Glow Recipe. They're Plum Plump Hyaluronic Cream. They sent it to me as a lab sample some months back now, way before Christmas and before it launched. And I used like the whole pot. And it's really nice. And I just cracked open a new one. Actually, the phone's leaning up against it. This one. And it's just like incredibly dewy and plump. And it used to be more purple. The lab sample I got was way more purple. But, you know, that doesn't matter because this product still works the same. But if you're like oily skinned or you just want a dewy, plump, glowy look without feeling greasy or having to bog down your skin with like loads of shiny products, it's a really nice one.
I received that the other day and I purposely was like, you know what, they both sound incredible, the serum and the cream. I was like, right, let me go and shower and then I'm going to pop this on and really have a time with it. And then I just forgot to do my skincare as usual.
How do you just forget? I don't understand how you forget to do your skin. Like, so you get out of the shower. No.
Forgetting to do your skincare isn't a choice.
Hang on. So you get out of the shower.
Yes, correct. I do.
You dry yourself.
Yes.
What is the next thing you do?
I stand there and I'm like, oh, can't be bothered to dry myself.
But then eventually you do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, well, yeah.
And then what do you do?
So I make sure in between my toes are dry. Get right into my toes. Because, you never know. Athlete's foot, you never know. Like, dry things. I put on, like, a body cream while my skin's wet because I'm trying not to get old man in Florida chest where it's, like, creepy. Yeah. And then I'll try and find something on my phone. This is why I get distracted. I'll try and find something on my phone to watch on YouTube while I can't do anything without background noise.
Me neither.
Like, I have to do something. So then I'll put that on and then I'll be like, oh, there's so many clothes on my chair in front of where I would do my skincare. I'm like, oh. And then I'm like, okay. And I'm like, maybe I'll do it before I get to bed. And then I don't.
It's just, I just don't understand how you miss it when, I don't
know. I like to have, like, dog kisses in the evening when I'm in bed. So,
well, so do I.
Yeah, but I don't want him to lick my face and then get poisoning.
Right. I don't want to bring this up. You know what? Forget about it for now. Robert.
Yeah. No, it's a new year. I'll make a change.
Is there anything you've been loving?
Let me just very quickly think about it.
Just what did you use this morning? Anything?
No, I haven't yet. I washed my face.
With what?
What's that brand that has like the packaging's like brown card? And then it has like, it's very like, it's like glass bottles with pumps. I think it has a
Typology?
K. No. It's Aesop? K. No, and okay. Cult Beauty sent it. Cult Beauty sent it to me, and I really love their face wash. It's in a glass bottle, and it's like green Karis? See-through.
Oh, no, that's fucking...
No, no, that's hair.
Glass bottle, and it's see-through.
So it's Youth to the People. And it's
starts
a kale.
With a K. Oh,
fuck, I forgot it. I literally looked at it 5 seconds. Kale and something.
Kale and spinach
super
cleanser.
Food. Superfood. Oh, it's, so, cleanser, it's yeah. so good. Oh, that can be my favorite because I literally use it every day. I love it.
I hate it.
Why?
It dries me out so much.
Oh, see, I'm fine.
You like that?
No, sure. I don't. It doesn't dry me out. It just feels normal on my skin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see. What I know why it's popular for me.
But I like. Yeah, do you know, it's nothing like crazy to me. It feels like a basic cleanser, and that's what I really like. I don't want to feel like I'm using anything wrong. You know.
Yeah. 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 Okay.
And that's well, my that's really poorly you... thought about favorite.
Yeah. Look, at least it's something you genuinely use.
I like it. But yeah. I do have some favourites coming up in today's topic, so let's go to a break.
Yeah.
And then get right to the topic of today. Mm-hmm.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And now we are back. Hi. So hi. Listen, it's January, which means everyone is back to it.
Everyone's back in it.
Everyone's doing it and everyone's back in it. So today we're going to talk about products to take with you while you're back in it.
While you're
doing it. I wouldn't
say
everyone's back to work, but I think a lot of people here in the UK are working from home if they can. Mm. Same with, oh no, schools are back in school, right?
I think skillers are back. Yeah.
Skittle. So we just want to talk about products that maybe you can take with you to work that aren't bulky, that aren't chunky, where the lids
chucking
aren't going to come
bag.
Off and smudge in your bag. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to be ashamed to whip them out in public quickly and do a little, you know. I don't think that's shameful for anyone, but I hate doing things in public like that. So.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even cough in public. I'll be so ashamed of that.
I'd be so embarrassed.
Oh, I would now, to be fair.
Oh, my God. Do you remember when COVID first started happening and it was too embarrassing to even clear your throat?
You would be like... like with coughs you're holding.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, on that note, can I go first?
Please, yeah.
So, everyone's doing masks.
Everyone loves masks.
Everyone loves masks. So... if you're normal, you'll be wearing a mask, as is required by most places. Mm-hmm. Listen, they're the newest trend. They can be fashionable. Yeah. Why not? But sometimes they can smell. And so can your breath. Mm. And one thing that I've really been enjoying are these Fresh O2 scented stickers specifically designed to put inside your face mask.
They're so cute. They're like little bunnies.
Yes, these are literally like little fluffy bunny heads. This is my second pack.
Where did you buy these from?
Yes Style.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're in the stationery section for some reason. But these are really cute little things that like, they're very strong. Hang on, let me.
What's the fragrance of this one? And can you get
mint.
Others?
Yeah, I think there's another flavor, but these are really minty, like really strong. So when you put them inside your mask, it does smell like you've just brushed your teeth and like Listerine.
Good. Yeah.
Really good. And one is so strong, it really does last like a whole day. But you just stick them inside your mask, it keeps it fresh. And, you know, if you find that you do kind of find, like, especially the thicker fabric mask can be quite like, like it does take a while if you're like, running for a train or you're back at it and you're late for it.
If you're back at it.
The menthol kind of like gives you like a nice like intake of breath and it still makes you feel very, very fresh. Or if you maybe you've gone to Chipotle for lunch.
Yeah, maybe you've got a Subway and you've had the garlic sauce.
And your breath smells like garlic butter. Yeah, they're just really refreshing. So they're nice. They come in these little, you get a pack of 15 in a foil pack that's resealable. Pop them in your purse. Pop them in your mask. And I did, like, I would say keep these at home, but it's something you always forget to do. So like, yeah, if you're sat on like the bus or, you know, driving whatever, or sat at your desk, you'd be like, oh, I got these. I'll pop them in my mask. But yeah. I really love those. I can't remember what the other flavor are, but I really want them.
They're the kind of thing where, like, don't tell anyone you have them because they'll want to try them and there's not that many in a pack.
And
it's like Listerine strips, talking about Listerine. Everyone's like, can I have ones? Yeah, they still do in places, just not here.
Do they?
Let me go next.
No.
Okay. So one thing I wanted to talk about, which was a product I was really surprised at, is the Barry M Multitude Lip and Cheek Pens. So do you remember those pens in school where you take off the top and you put it underneath and then you got a new color on top?
I love those.
Yeah, so it's like that with cheek and lip color with a lid on top. So they click into the bottom of each other and you can like stack them basically. And they come in like three different sets of colors. So they do one called Sweet Darling, which is more reds and orangey reds, and then they do a honey which is like nudes and browns, and then they do Dare Me, which is like more fuchsia pink and purple, and there is a nude in that one as well. So I think I tried the I want to say Sweet Darling one, but the color isn't really super intense, so it is really good for lips and cheeks. You don't get super, super pigmented or over pigmented on your cheeks or under pigmented on your lips. There's a nice in between. But it's $4.99 from Barry M, and it is one of the nicest textures. I use this on top of a liquid foundation. It went on really, really nicely, and it's just a really beautiful texture. Not too sticky, not too dry. It blends nicely and just looks like part of your skin. And they're so small, really, really tiny, so really, really good for the price. Yeah, a perfect little carry around, and it ranges from in each little set. You do have a lighter colour, and then maybe... it's like a light, a mid-tone, and then a bold colour. So it is a case of, you know, maybe you're back at it, back to it, and you want to be, like, nude. But then in the evening, people are like, come over for back at it drinks. And then there is, like, a deep shade you can use if you want to, like, deepen up your lip, or maybe you want to add a brighter lip. So these are really cute. And for $4.99, you could technically buy all three, stack them all up on top of each other, and have a super long...
That's so fucking
like a long pencil, you know.
Yeah, you need a long pencil for it.
No, they're not that big, but you could definitely, it would be too big size. But really, really nice, really nice texture. And that's Barry M is a brand I never look at and think, oh, I must try. It was only until somebody asked me, one person asked me to do a video on a full brand. I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. You know, so it doesn't take loads of people. So someone asked me to do it, and the Barry M was amazing. I really, really liked it.
That's cool. Listen, I have a bit of a multi-purpose product too. So one thing that I always find is that I'm dry and I could just do with a balm. Do you know what I mean?
Dry as all hell.
Yeah, you know, those people have those little pots of Vaseline and they're metal and you have to unscrew them and they sound loud.
Yeah.
Well, there's quite a few of these. I'm just going to give, like, one example. There's a brand called Kahi, and it's their multi-balm. This is basically a multi-balm stick. So think of, basically, Vaseline in a stick form.
Okay. Right?
But this stick in particular, and quite a few others, have other skincare-friendly ingredients in. This one in particular has collagen to help moisturize the skin. And we also have... Amija extract, which is like a berry, which is known to keep just basically your skin looking quite plump and nice and hydrated. But I find these balms are better than these like carry around Vaseline type things, because they are like an anything balm. So you can use it on your lips. You can use it if you're like getting, you know, like dry knuckles. If you've got like a bit of dryness on your face, you can like literally just slip that over.
One thing that people always say to do as well. Vaseline pots and stuff. Imagine that on your knuckles. You'd be like, oh, it just won't go away.
It's just very unglam. Whereas with these sticks, you can just glide them over. Very unglam.
Yeah, nice.
They're nice to put under your eyes for a bit of like a more awake look. You won't feel at, but you might look at. And like one thing like skin care people always say to is like to mist throughout the day. But if you're adding a lot of hydration on your skin but not sealing that in with anything, you can like lose a lot of hydration. So if you're going to mist, using like this balm and then spreading this balm really lightly over your face, as long as it's not too heavy, because a lot of these have more of like a heavier moisturizer consistency than like jelly Vaseline consistency, you know? It's nice to kind of like have that on hand. And it's just like a good multi-balm that looks nice, you know? Nice. And doesn't come in a tube or anything like that.
Oh, I want that for no reason. Like, I don't go anywhere. Like, I'm not back to it.
Oh, I have like five of those.
Right, save
me. I'll give you one.
Can I just apologize? Yeah. Anyone can hear my dogs just barking in the background. I basically left them downstairs alone, but they have drinks and snacks, so I don't understand why.
They have lemonade and peanuts.
They have the TV going, so sorry about that. They're just being silly today. They usually don't care when I leave them alone. Okay, so next up, I didn't realize that this was sold in Harrods. This is Ama Beauty, and it's a brand that I really, really like and I use all the time. They're just really, really good. But talking about cheeks and doubling things up, this is the Double Take Contour Stick. Now, this does come in like quite a few different shades, actually. It's very generous in how many shades it offers. So obviously one side is a contour and the other side is a highlight. Now, I've used products like this before and been kind of like less than impressed and been a little bit like, The highlight doesn't really match and the contour's maybe too dark, or maybe the contour's too light, but the highlight's just fine. I think they've got the texture and the coverage perfect enough that the shade range they offer is good for a good group of people, if that makes sense. So for example, I would use a shade, there's a shade called White Pearl, which is the lightest, but on me it's a good highlight and it's a good contour. And I could maybe go one shade darker if I wanted to, but they have all different kinds of contour tones, for like from the fairest of skin to the deepest of skin. Some of them have a warmer undertone, some of them have a cooler undertone. So they've really got everyone covered, and which Ama Beauty are great with anyway. They have a really, really amazing shade range. But this is quite small. And what I really liked about this one is I find with sticks sometimes you can kind of get a dryness with them, and it looks, they're not very easy to blend, but this is a literally like whack it out and you can blend it on with your fingers. Really, really nice. Again, not sticky, not gritty, nothing like that. Really, really, really smooth. Ama Beauty is spelled U-O-M-A. People have been calling it Oma or Uoma Beauty, but it's,
I feel like I've heard of Uma Beauty.
Uma Beauty, or it's pronounced Ama Beauty, which I didn't realize until they said
so.
But that's a great one to match up with a Barry M one, because you have your blush and your contour and your highlight all in one. And to be fair, the contour on here, you can whack for your eyelids as well. I like to use like these contour sticks to go underneath my eye along the bottom lash line if I'm doing a full face of foundation but don't want loads of eye makeup, but I just want to gently contour out the eyes. I would almost do well do eye makeup but with just a contour shade. So yeah, really nice. Really, really, really nice. Yeah. So my last one is a brush set from Spectrum. Spectrum brushes, which make amazing, amazing brushes anyway. But they do these really tiny travel sets. And they're Disney-themed, but not just because they're Disney-themed is why I like them. But there's six brushes in one. So they have their... in one set, sorry. So there's a small angle brush, a small eyeshadow brush, a small blending brush. And it's like a small powder brush, which you could use for powder or highlighter or just to blend, I don't know, what. Whatever you want to on your face. And then they have like your typical angled blush contour brush, which I personally would use for loose powder. But this brush set have a specific it's kind of let me see if I can find the name for it. It's like a stubby powder foundation flat, like slanted brush, and it's the only tiny little brush set that has this brush in, but it's so good for foundation and for a small travel brush. it applies the product really, really well. But you can use that to blend things like cream products, cream blushes, cream bronzers. So you can really pair it up with the other things I talked about. The only downside really off this brush set is it doesn't come with a travel case. The packaging it comes in is like a card, bigger than the set kind of thing. So it isn't really something you'll carry around with you. That's the only thing with that one. There's no carry case, but yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, that is a bit of a downside, isn't it?
Because you don't want to get mucky everywhere.
You don't want to get mucky. Listen, my last one is one that I've been playing around with a lot with recently with, and it's nice if you're out and about and doing things, and this is
back
spot
to it.
Back to it. I think we actually talked about this really briefly. Spot my UV.
Yes, we did. We talked about it recently.
Yeah, but I've been using them kind of non-stop. Now, we did discuss when we talked about these UV patches that they don't quite act like your skin as far as like sweat goes and daily oils and stuff.
Right.
But they are a very good indication of how much sunlight there is hitting your skin in general. So you're meant to put them on clean, bare skin where the sun is going to hit you. So I like to put them on my hand, you know, just a bit between my thumb and the finger on the back of the hand. And then you put sunscreen over it. So you leave sunscreen on there quite heavy for about 30 seconds until it goes clear. And then you rub your sunscreen as normal, do whatever you're doing. Then all of a sudden there's going to be a purple dot on your hand like 2 hours later. And you're like, what's that purple dot all about? Then it reminds you to reapply your sunscreen.
That's
so it goes
really
from clear
I really
to purple.
Like
yeah.
And have you been wearing it inside mostly?
I've been wearing it inside, but only because I'm bored about UVA damage, which is the aging kind of rays. If you sit by a window and you're concerned about that too, and you wear sunscreen, I've been wearing it inside and it works just as
and
well inside.
And of course, if you're on computers and the blue light...
Fuck off.
Shut up. That blue light's
going to get you. But again, these come in like little resealable foil packages. There's 16 in a pack. They're grape.
Yeah.
Oh, in America, they're called Spot My UV. In England, you get them from Boots. They're like called like something Solar Kids or something. If you just type in UV dots, they'll come up. They're not just for kids, they're for everybody.
Garnier Soleil, whatever it's called. Gray.
I don't even know. I think it's like Sun Pats or something. I can't remember.
That's peanut butter, isn't it?
Well, there we go then.
That was little bits for when you're back at it.
Yeah, bits.
There is one thing I forgot to say about the Barry M, the stackable things, is that on the top of the lid is actually a clip, so you can clip it to your jeans.
Is there actually?
I don't think it's for that though. No, but the Fenty one does that though, isn't it? It's like a jean clip.
Why on earth would you want a bit of makeup hanging from your jeans?
You just can't lose these things, you know?
You can't lose them.
Well, listen, what? Any news? We don't really have any news, apart from at the end of this month, we will be taking a little break just to kind of restructure these podcasts a little bit more so we can get a little bit more of a better quality podcast to you.
Yeah, get back into it.
We need to get back in it, so we'll be putting UV dots on us and clipping things to our jeans when we're back.
Yeah, as we
But we've got
that.
A few weeks yet. How long have we got? What week is it today? We have two more weeks, and then we'll be taking
two
a break
weeks,
for you.
Two more episodes and a short break.
Yeah.
All right.
But, I mean, in that break, you can find us on our joint channel, The Welsh Twins, over on YouTube. Go over there for a great time. You can find me, Robert WLSH, on Instagram, and Robert Welsh on YouTube for makeup content. James?
Yeah, I'm James Welsh on YouTube for skincare and James_S_Welsh on Instagram and TikTok.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the TikToks. Robert Welsh makeup artist. No, what is it? Robert Welsh MUA. That's it.
Robert, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I'm on there somewhere and that's that. All right.
All right, then.
Thanks, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.